You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless.
I like the music. I'm a music freak.
Listening to Groove on the Wireless and Radioactive International.
Hello and welcome to Groove on the Wireless. Program 5 should be coming out loud and clear. After years of producing shows, I finally got around to looking at a YouTube tutorial. And so that's why you should be hearing this better. It's show 5, volume 3. Volume 3 started with the era of Trump. And we're going to start this show with some delicious Roy Ayres, who sadly passed. And we'll see where we go from there. I have some ideas. Anyway. Welcome to the show. This is Dr. Groove. This is intermittent. Hopefully it will get better at being more regular. And I'm just happy that you're listening to it. The news in my life is that a little three-legged Jack Russell has entered my life. I was playing Joyce Sims the other day for that. Come into my life. I've got so much love to show you. His name is Stanley. Okay, that's the news. Let's start with Roy Ayres. This is taken from an album. Let me see. It's actually on CD. Everybody Loves the Sunshine. The album's called Ubiquity. It came out in 1976. And this is The Third Eye, which is sort of one that you may not know of, but it's very Roy Ayres like. Okay, welcome to the show. Glad you're here. So long, Roy. We're gonna miss you. Baby, baby, baby. On Radioactive International, it's Groove on the Wireless.
Thank you. secrets of numbers, secrets of sound, secrets of wisdom will be found.
Give me your hand, I'll give it all away, child.
That was Roy Ayers, The Third Eye. We started off with The Third Eye from 1976. Then we had Masters at Work with Roy's Scat. Then we had Running Away by Roy Ayers, obviously. Then we had Funk in the Hole. I hadn't heard that before, and I really liked it. And then we had The Old One Too, which I definitely heard before, Move to the Groove. And yeah, that was a nice way to remember Roy. So now we're going to have... Oh yeah, so I'm reading Lipstick Traces, and I don't know if you've got a copy of that book, but it was given to me by Andrew, and it's really interesting. It's basically an excuse for Greil Marcus to talk about all the crazy European philosophers and situationists and all the madness, the dadaists, because he thinks it's somehow captured in punk, which is fine. It's a view, and I like it, but it also means that he gets to give you quotes by Walter Benjamin, such as this one. The art of the critic, in a nutshell, is to coin slogans without betraying ideas. The slogans of an inadequate criticism peddle ideas to fashion. There you go. Answers on a postcard to me at Radioactive International. Next up, we're going to have a band which I think Greil Marcus would like, because every once in a while we heard something from Makeshift Art Bar a while ago, and now we have something from a band called Water Damage, who seem to specialise in sonic sound, like feedback and a bit like that. This is 29th Street Ballroom, and it lasts for quite a while. So you may not hear from me again. So in which case, I hope you really enjoyed the show, had a good Paddy's weekend, and are enjoying the beginning of spring, the sprightly spring sunshine. We'll do it again shortly, intermittently. Okay, here we go. Get ready for Water Damage.